This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In track or on track here for our Tuesday, August 21st program. I'm Doug Steffen, back at it with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen as well. We're all available on Twitter at DJV Show or individually at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. Here to serve you with a lot of conversational items that are good for your brain. Jennifer's going to give us an example of one of those right now.
Well, trending right now are the Russians. They are back in the news, and that is because there's a new report out that says parts of an operation linked to Russian military.
Why can I barely hear Jennifer? Is that me or is that her? What is having
know.
A hard time?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you better. Yes.
All right.
Excuse me.
Very strange. I'll crank myself up. The trending story is the Russians, and that's because parts of an operation linked to Russian military intelligence targeting the U.S. Senate and conservative think tanks were thwarted last week. Microsoft announced this early on Tuesday. The company said it executed a court order giving it control of six websites created by a group known as Fancy Bear. The group was behind the 2016 hack of the DNC and directed by the GRU. That's the Russian military intelligence unit, according to cybersecurity firms. The websites could have been used to launch cyber attacks on candidates and other political groups ahead of the November elections. Among the websites, a judge in the Eastern District of Virginia granted Microsoft control of were those with domain names designed to resemble sites used by congressional staff. So they would include senate.group or adfs-senate.email, all an attempt to try to trick senators into allowing for a hack of their emails. Now, it's not clear whether or not they were successful, but certainly they had designed domains that were supposed to be related to the Hudson Institute, which is a conservative think tank, and the International Republican Institute, whose board members include six serving senators, former Massachusetts governor, your buddy Mitt Romney, Dougie, and General H.R. McMaster. So they try to make these things look authentic so that they can trick people. That's what happened to John Podesta, who was hacked at the DNC in 2016. That's how his emails were leaked out, because of these types of things that look legit but really aren't their hacking attempts.
So then back to, what's the defense against that? How do we know? I ask these questions all the time, mostly to Victoria, when I come upon things that are questionable, or I ask Steve Wiseman, who's an expert on scams. His website, scamaside.com, very helpful. I don't think some of them are so well crafted. You don't know.
Right. Well, that's how they get you. Yep.
Yeah.
Part of the problem is that I think we're focusing so much, because it's juicy, on the investigation, the Mueller investigation into Trump and Russia, that we're actually forgetting that cybersecurity really matters. And so everybody that's playing with the idea of putting votes online, I think it's just ridiculous. If you really want an election to be hacked, put it online to make it easier for people, because then you're going to have the Russians really determining outcomes.
It's almost like
elections.
Part of the conspiracy. Like, you think that some people here are working with them or the likes of them to screw up the election or to make it.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, it's a bad idea, very bad idea. It goes along with identification. Prove who you are when you vote. Go someplace that it means something. Don't make it so easy. People don't appreciate things that are easy.
Create a paper trail.
Well, not only that, but we take so many things for granted now. We've been talking a lot about going to school and what happens, getting free tuition at NYU for medical school. I think that's a fabulous thing, because being funded by private individuals to make it, we obviously have a problem in our country getting doctors because of the change, the government getting into medicine and screwing it up to fare thee well. Are there good things that came out of it? Yeah. But are there bad things? Yeah. Bad, good and bad with everything. So here we have this, if we can get back to focusing on education a little bit, we do that, I think, as a collective when schools are starting. It isn't just public schools that are starting and elementary and secondary schools, but people going back to college campuses, 15.5 million students going back to public and private post-secondary institutions this fall. That's up a bit from last year. So if you're a student or you're a parent, what does that mean as you get ready to go off to school? Going there to learn the social things? I thought that was important for me anyway. Social development was more important than educational learning development for me in college. But I think at that time it's more appropriate. When you're in elementary school, middle school, high school, learning, learning, learning. Social, the social process is important all across the board. I can see that with my grandson more than I think I saw it with my own children when they were developing. But I can see him socially develop. He's an only child. So being exposed to other students, other children his own age is very important when you're 3-4 years old, because it's time to learn how to share and to live in a society where you are not the only person there. And so
it's also important to learn how to connect at that age. You know, if you have a sibling, you already either know how to fight with your sibling or how to get along with your sibling. Those are the types of connections with other people your own age that you're forced to make. And so, and remember, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, we talked about the decline of the middle child, because people just aren't having as many kids anymore. And so there really are very few middle children left. And really, there are more onlys than even siblings now. And so a lot of people are just doing like what your daughter did, the one and done, you know, one kid and that's it. So
well,
socialization.
Do it by choice, but that's the reality.
Right, but people are having kids later. Women are having kids later, and so, you know, that just, my cousin has one son and she really wanted to have more, but she just couldn't. So it's, but then that's happening to a lot of women as, you know, women wait longer and longer to have kids. So that socialization from that right from that early age is really important, just on a connection level.
I was sort of, you brought me into a different path. I was going to go down the path of college and what you need to do to be thinking about as you prepare your youngsters, maybe you go to college for the first time. But I'm going to back up a little bit, because you've just triggered something in my mind, Victoria, about things that youngsters need to be prepared for, and some are who have had an experience. For example, if your child has been bullied at school, you think they're excited to go back? I don't, you're going to find that with a kid who's been abused in a sense, because that's what bullying really is. The anxiety that's created now because of social media on youngsters going back to school, we all talk about, we see the ads and go buy this and do that and get ready for school. It's a happy, pleasant, wonderful place. Well, it isn't for some. And so what do we do about that? Is it something that's always gone on? You know, the whole controversy about vaccinations, I think that's an abysmal, what a failure the public system has wrought on us with this controversy about vaccines. What is it, in California, you can't go to school, Jennifer, without getting your vaccines? What happens if you don't want to have your kids vaccinated? That's your choice.
Homeschooling or private education.
Yeah, or fudge a certificate, you know, or teach your kid to lie. In that way, you know, it's...
That's a great lesson to be teaching our kids.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you're teaching them when you tell the school system or somehow that you get certification that my child has the vaccines for measles and mumps and rubella and all that stuff, chicken pox. That's what we used to get. And that was it. Four of them. That was all you got. Polio and the other ones I just mentioned. That's it. Now, what is there, about a dozen different things that you're supposed to get shots for?
Yeah, but I have to say, when it comes to public education, you need to, I don't know if we go too far, but I think there is a basis for what vaccines need to be required.
Bottom line, 4 or 5, yes.
When you hear these cases of whooping cough coming back, it's because these kids are sharing germs and some parents are choosing not to vaccinate, which I believe is their right to do that. But if you do that, then go to a private school that doesn't require it, or homeschool. It just, there are rules that need to be followed if it's on the taxpayer dime, I think.
I think you're right about that. All right, I just saw something that distracted me. And maybe you can help me with this. This is back to school. It's sort of a school focus here. kids going back to the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill this week. And there's a Confederate statue that's been there for quite a long time.
Yeah, there was. That's trending on Twitter right now. Yeah. They toppled it over.
Yeah, because they said they were frustrated, students coming back, frustrated by the inaction the university leaders say is, the kids say, it's an institutional white supremacy thing. And with the focus on movies like Black, Black Klansman, that kind of stuff, people are becoming more aware of these sorts of things. And to not do something or not discuss it, yeah, this is a good place. This is a good time for a conversation about this when you're in college. I think that's the appropriate place for it. Whether throwing, you know, destroying public property is a good idea or not remains to be seen. I got no use for any symbolism from the Confederacy. I just don't. I think what it does is help further divide us. And the people who support it, I think there's a certain amount of ignorance attached to that. And I say that advisedly because I know there were people who scream at the radio or throw something at her. Who the hell are you, you northern elitist bastard, to say that? Well, I don't see that it furthers the cause of the United States of America. If we are truly united, if you believe in this country and what it's all about, then you do not believe in what the Confederacy stood for. You just don't. And anybody who studied any of that stuff, any of you say, oh, you know, people riding around with those damn, they aren't even Confederate flags, this flag of West Virginia, you know, they're so stupid they think that's the Confederacy. That's not the Confederacy flag. Anyway, but what does it do to make things better, to have that animosity, that anger, that hatred? It's just, it gets passed on from generation to generation. And it's just, it stops progress. It does. So these people, they're not happy about the lack of progress, so they take matters into their own hands. Good idea or not? Victoria, yes or no? Thumbs up or thumbs down to storming into...
I agree with the thought, but you can't destroy public property. Or private property.
There's another way of dealing with it.
Yeah, it's... They spent
Jennifer?
The weird thing though is the school spent $390,000 on security for the statue alone last year.
What for? Take
because
it down,
it's been the subject of a lot of vandalism.
Yeah, but then
you're
going
to waste $400,000 to protect the statue?
And that
that's where it loses me.
Yeah, what about you, Jennifer?
I just don't think we should forget our history or we make the same mistakes. And I know people sometimes think that statues are only a celebration of history, but I think they are markers of history. And so to topple it and to erase it, things that have happened, people that have been important figures that have made shifts in the country happen both in good directions and not so good directions. And so...
But is that the reason they're there?
Really?
I'm with you. I agree with you. But what that particular statue is there to celebrate what happened in the Civil War or what led to the Civil War?
Then I think there should be a dialogue that we have going that is not just about my way or the highway and not just about if I don't like something,
let
me go topple it. Because
things,
that's not the right way to accomplish anything, is just deciding what you think is appropriate. And if you think it's not appropriate, then you're going to go knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I agree with that, but I just don't understand when people make the argument that we have to leave these things in place as a reminder. I don't get that. If you're black in this country, I don't think you need a reminder that your people have had a horrible time since being brought here as slaves. I don't think a statue is going to do anything to heal or connect people.
But maybe we should have the conversation as to why the statue was put there to begin with.
Well, yeah. I think we know when a lot of them went up.
A lot of them
were
there to celebrate the South. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. 21 after the hour.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter. When GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more. Like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Thank you. This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our products from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Music time here on the DJV program. Victoria, Kara, and I focusing on the Eagles' greatest hits right now. It has been certified platinum 38 times. Wow, the greatest hits album passed Michael Jackson's Thriller to become the highest certified album of all time. With tunes like Hotel California, you're hearing in the background, Take It Easy, Lion Eyes. The Recording Industry Association said the Eagles' album, their greatest hits, 71 to 75, now certified 38 times platinum, which means sales and streams of the album have reached 38 million copies. Woo! Album released in 1976 pushes Jackson's Thriller, which is 33 times platinum, to second place. The Recording Institute also said the Eagles' Hotel California, released in 77, is now 26 million albums having sold, third best-selling album of all time. What is it about the Eagles that makes these albums so popular? When you consider, you think the Beatles or somebody, Elvis, would be in there, because the Eagles were never number one, but their music has a universality to it. I'm answering my own question.
I was shocked when I saw this headline over the weekend, yeah, and it said that Michael Jackson had been toppled, and I was like, I wonder who it was. And then I opened it, and I was like, the Eagles?
Yeah.
I mean, Victoria makes fun of me for listening to Yacht Rock all the time. I like the Eagles, but I just, are that many people buying the album now that it's suddenly surged? I'm trying to think of, besides the death of
Glenn Frey.
Yeah, but besides his death a few years ago, I mean, maybe more people bought it after that, but it's just, it's
by the way,
weird.
For those of you who are unwashed, Yacht Rock is a channel on Sirius XM that has
it's a genre of music.
Is it? Well, they call it Yacht Rock anyway.
I think there is a Yacht Rock channel, yeah, maybe, but it might be called something else on Sirius.
No, it's Yacht Rock. I got it on my, it on my Sirius XM.
It's
channel.
Like, yeah, you know,
it's this.
I don't know.
It's this stuff. That's
yeah,
what it is.
It's
yeah,
70s album rock.
Uh huh.
Like deep
what this
cuts
is.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why Kara loves it.
Oh, come on. I didn't say I love it. I grew up with it. That's why.
Her father likes it. Let's just put it that way. I'm sure of that. Okay, so that's the good news for Eagles fans and for the Eagles themselves. Getting some good checks. The estate of Glenn Frey's doing all right. Henley's doing fine. Thank you very much. So that's that story. Now, moving on to another icon of music from that era, Stevie Nicks. Actually, issue 13 of CR Fashion Book will hit newsstands September 13th. There's an interview with Michael Jackson's daughter that Stevie Nicks conducted. Apparently, Paris idolizes Stevie Nicks. Stevie and Paris speak out about the perils of social media, power of folk, and the necessity of finding one's place in the music industry. On her use of social media, Ms. Jackson admits, quote, "Honestly, the less I use my social media, the happier I am. I've been using it less and less, but when I do use it, I make sure to keep it very real and honest and true to myself." She reveals in the article that her current projects include a movie about the 90s rock and roll scene on the Sunset Strip, modeling, making new music with her band, The Soundflowers. She says, quote, "I'm in a band now. We're working on our record. We thought we had enough material for an EP or an LP, but turns out we have enough material for an album, so I think we're going to get that done by this fall." Some of the inspiration.
I haven't heard her sing. Is she any good, Kara? Have
Paris
you heard
Jackson?
Her?
Well, I tried to find some songs, and all I could find was live, and I got to tell you, she did not have her dad singing jeans.
No, but she has the name, and that's why it works.
It was really not good. But she's going for, like, kind of an indie folk thing, which maybe it'll work. Those people don't necessarily need to be able to sing.
Yeah, right.
As we've seen with Bob Dylan and all of
them. Oh, please! How dare you?
How dare
He's an amazing singer.
How dare you say that about Bob Dylan? Who in the world do you think you are? 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to GEICO.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. I spent the best part of a week test driving Chevrolet's new Silverado in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. The team has set their sights on more, adding more features and capability. With the biggest bed in class, thanks to some creative construction, the Silverado has some outstanding features like segment-only electronic up and down tailgate that is controlled from the key fob. It also has an electronic step that rotates to the rear so you can step into the bed. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
If you're like me, you've had your ups and downs in sleeping over the years. If you can't fall asleep, you're thinking, what the heck is wrong? I want to have a better night's rest, better night's sleep. Well, instead of spending most of the night tossing and turning, why don't you wake up more refreshed every day and find what I found, My Pillows. Get My Pillows, the best sleep. I take mine with me, or one of them. I have a bunch of My Pillows. I take them on the trips with me, so I have my really good way of getting my neck and my head cushioned the way I want so they have a good night's rest. Now, you can get the MyPillow 4-pack. Enjoy 50% off. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Yep, you heard me say it correctly. Four MyPillows, two premium, two go-anywhere at MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. That's right. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no verdict in the bank and tax fraud trial of Paul Manafort in Alexandria, Virginia.
Jurors deliberating the fate of President Trump's former campaign manager for 3 days. Manafort's attorney, Kevin Downing, speaking with reporters.
The jury announced that they're going to continue to deliberate starting tomorrow morning at 9:30. Mr. Manafort's very happy to hear that. And he thinks it was a very good day. Thank you.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Much like his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, tried to explain on Sunday talk shows, President Trump says in an interview with Reuters, he's wary that if he's interviewed under oath by the special counsel's team in the Russia investigation, his words will be compared with testimony from others, and any differences would be used to bring perjury charges against him. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Turn to cleansing your brain's palate, which is what happens here on the DJV program every day. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen. It's Tuesday, the 21st of August, and Victoria has the honors to bring us the latest story that may unhinge you.
This might unhinge a few people, actually. The iconic cover box of Animal Crackers is going to be changed after all of these years.
No.
The animals that are featured on the front is an elephant, a polar bear, a lion, and a gorilla, and they are often depicted in a circus-like kind of setting. And so after a lot of pressure from PETA, they have decided that they will be redesigning the box.
What's PETA's gripe with the picture on a box?
you know, I don't know. PETA has... I support a lot of what PETA stands for.
Yeah, me too, but
there
are a lot of whack
jobs.
Yeah.
It's sort of their methodology that I have an issue with. You know, I think you can make your statements, you can raise awareness, that's all great, but a lot of the ways that they go about stuff is just, you know...
All right, would you say the same thing about the ACLU? Sometimes their message is lost in their method. Message equals method. Method equals message.
I think it's a little bit different, only in the sense that PETA, you know, sometimes they get physical with, you know, protests and throwing blood and throwing paint on people and things like that. I think with the ACLU, maybe their messages gets you know, maybe they get jumbled up sometimes, but I don't know that it's the same thing. PETA, I think, sometimes just lets their members or encourages their members to act first and think later.
Yeah.
And I think the ACLU is a little more controlled, if that makes sense.
Yeah, a little more thoughtful. I thought it was interesting. The ACLU has gone after, or not gone, it depends on your point of view. Alex Jones, the well-known radio host, who's the conspiratorialist and has caused a lot of kerfuffle lately because of some circumstances surrounding situations like the school massacre in Connecticut a couple of years ago. And he says things that are all meant to focus on him. He becomes the issue instead of the issue becoming the issue. But he's been banned from a lot of social media, and the ACLU says this is worrisome. And I'm with them. We've talked about this. I don't like what he has to say. I don't like his personality. I don't like his show. I don't like anything about him. Except he helps get people to listen to the radio, and that's good. But what they're listening to may not be, well, that certainly is controversial. But if we ban everybody who has something controversial to say, then what's left of freedom of speech? There isn't any. Nothing. So, abhorrent as he may be, you don't like him, you turn him off. A lot of people, I mean, he's done fabulously well. He's a great endorse personality. Things that he endorses sell very well because he has a very loyal, strong following. So people love to advertise on his program, and because the guy gets results. All right, all this controversy has not hurt him. It has helped him. His product sales are way up because people are going to find him. They'll find him one way or another anyway. So you take him off of social media. Great. They'll go someplace else and find him. So anyway, but I think the ACLU is right. And more often than not, the ACLU, even though sometimes it does cuckamonga stuff, they are very consistent. That you can say
right,
about
and
them.
I think and that's where PETA is not.
Right.
That's where I think that there is definitely a difference, and I would not lump them into the same category.
No, right, not at all. Okay, let's deal with some superlatives, shall we? Good, you know what the passive degree is, the comparative degree is superlative. You learned that when you're in English class, right?
Mm-hmm.
The good,
I can't
better,
even, if
best.
You're going down this road and we're gonna geek out together on grammar, because I can't even tell you how superlatives are like the bane of my existence right now. No one knows how to use them. If I hear one more person say they couldn't be more proud of someone, it makes me want to punch something. It really
prouder,
makes me angry.
Folks. Prouder. You don't put them together. More prouder. You hear that sometimes, too, from people. All right, anyway, the highest here is, highest is the superlative degree. It's high, higher, highest. The highest paying jobs in our country. For the fourth consecutive year, technology sector has the highest paying jobs. No mystery to that. 13 of the 25 highest paying jobs are in technology, up from 11 in 2017. Within the industry, enterprise architects, software development managers, software engineering managers, software architects receiving the highest pay. Lowest average base salary is $100,000. Not a bad deal. While tech jobs pay well across the board, the healthcare industry offers the largest paychecks to the very top end of the spectrum. So healthcare and the digital world that we're in, the computerized world, very important. They both go together.
But are you surprised at how much pharmacy people make?
Yeah.
Because I was when I saw this report.
$146,000. Yeah. But, well, pharmacy managers, $146,000. Pharmacist, $127,000. The physicians on the list, highest paid employees, median base salary, $195,000 a year. The report says technology and healthcare are the two industries that are making the greatest impact on the economy. And thus, the good news for those who want to apply to NYU Medical School, you wanted to pay tuition, save you $180,000. And the money's not coming from the public sector, it's coming from the private sector, which is even better as far as I'm concerned. Makes it that much more worthwhile to involve yourself there. Good. Another superlative. The city of Vienna has ended Melbourne, Australia's seven-year reign as the world's most livable city. Capital of Austria, scoring a near-perfect score of 99.1 out of 100. Criteria include stability, health care, and environment. Cities in Australia and Canada took six of the top 10 spots. None from America were on the list. Big financial centers like London and New York suffer from their own success with overstretched public transport, higher levels of crime, congestion. London is a nightmare. London is probably my favorite city in the world. It is a unbelievable nightmare to try to get around. You almost can't. New York isn't easy. Los Angeles certainly isn't easy.
But New York's not that bad. It really isn't. You know, a lot of the times, if you take a look at Waze or any other transit app, and you see how long, if I was on, 87th Street on the Upper West Side. So if I had to go from 87th Street all the way downtown, let's say down to like 14th Street for dinner, if you plan that out, all right, how long will it take me in a car, or how long will it take me in a subway? The subway, sometimes, most of the time, the subway was actually faster than being in a car.
Yeah.
So I don't really think that you can knock New York's got plenty of problems, but I don't really think it feels that congested. To me, sitting in traffic in L.A. is way worse.
New York City is taking its first step in reducing energy use in a big way. Huge source of carbon dioxide in the big buildings in New York. The new standard for cities around the world, it's really very interesting how many people think, I have been one of them for a long time, who think it's just almost untenable. You can't work, you can't live, you can't be in a big city. But there are a lot of cities that are working because more and more people are leaving. Let's face it, the country where I live is not where people want to be. They want to be in the city where they can live, they can go to the movies, they can go to the supermarket, they can go shop, all
and
close
the convenience
in.
And I thought it was interesting on this list that the first city that U.S. city that hits the list is Honolulu, which I've never been to Honolulu, and I don't really know much of it as a city. But
Hawaii,
that came in 23rd place. That's a big deal.
Fabulous. Pittsburgh came in 32nd.
Which, remember we talked about 2 weeks ago or a week ago about Pittsburgh, like how it's really on the rise?
Yep.
That's gone up the ranks, I think, by seven places from last year.
At the bottom end of the table are 140 cities, Damascus, Syria. I mean, you can understand that. All right, so here's the list of the best, the world's most livable cities. Adelaide, Australia is at 10, Copenhagen, Denmark, 9, Tokyo is 7. Toronto and Tokyo actually tied at 7th. Vancouver, British Columbia, fabulous place. God love that's a
I've always wanted to go there.
Area.
Never been.
Oh, Northwest is fabulous. That whole area is just fabulous. Sydney, Australia is 5. Calgary, Canada is 4. Osaka, Japan is a surprise. That's 3. Melbourne, Australia, not a surprise. 2. And Vienna is 1. All right, so the worst cities in the world to live. Let's see, Dakar.
Not a single place any of us would even want to visit.
No. Well, I have been to a couple of these places, but I wouldn't want to, as they say, I wouldn't mind visiting, but I wouldn't want to live there. Yeah. Dakar, Senegal. Algiers, Algeria. I've been there. Oh, what a horrible place. Dirty. Ugh. Douala, Cameroon. Tripoli, Libya. Another horrible place. Harare, Zimbabwe. I've been there. I was there for about an hour. My skin was crawling when I left the place. Port Moresby, I don't know where that is. New Guinea, somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Karachi, Pakistan, another horrible. All those places in Pakistan and India. Oof. Lagos, Nigeria. You wouldn't. Don't. Just don't.
Right.
Don't. Don't. No. Dhaka, Bangladesh. Another place. Through no fault of its own, really, in that circumstance. No fault of its own. So, some superlatives. Some nice superlatives. At 45 after the hour, here's something that I'm also going to share with you that is super from the superlative department. My pillows. The best pillows, the best sheets, the best mattresses, the best prices. How about that? Put it all together, and what do you got? You have a way for you to overcome that stressful day that you've had, or you are about to have. Maybe you're on your way to a stressful day. At the end of the day, you want to look forward to having a good night's rest. And that's the case with My Pillows. Bed toppers, sheets, pillows, pillowcases, best prices you can imagine. When you click, there's a big thing on the homepage at MyPillow.com, and it says click here, use the promo code. So the promo code is DJV. So if you don't like, by the way, any of the pillows, the sheets, anything you don't like, you send it back after 60 days, give you money back. Try that at Macy's. And no, not going to work. So start out with the MyPillow 4-pack, 50% off. That's two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Get them for 50%. A lot of the things that you can find in the catalog at MyPillow.com, use the discount code DJV, and you get them for 50% off the retail price. There's a lot of pride in this American company, and deservedly so. Great pillows, great products. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for superb savings.
Are you a pescatarian? If not, you may want to seriously consider this fish and plant-based diet. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer in the U.S., and every year more and more people under 50 are diagnosed with it. Much attention is being given to diet as a potential contributing factor. Driving home the point is a new study involving vegetarians, which concurs. Vegetarians, as a whole, have a 22% lower colorectal cancer risk. Those who also add fish to their diet have a whopping 43% less risk than the general population. We don't know why pescatarians fare better. Other than eating fish and more fiber, they generally eat less sweets, smoke less, and exercise more. Whatever it is, doctors agree on one thing. Prevention is the primary goal in stopping all kinds of cancer, and pescatarians seem to be on to something.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now Staples 1-inch 3-ring liners are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and 12 packs of ballpoint stick pens are just 97 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, offers end 9/1/18. In-store only, limit 30.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right. I have another negative. No, we did all those superlatives. EPA in the news today. Administration proposing a plan that would allow the release of 12 times the amount of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere over the next decade. I thought that was interesting in comparison to what's going on in New York. We just were talking about that because the city is mandating dramatic energy use cuts in big buildings. So, you know, you can say what you will. The feds, this guy, Pruitt, he's gone, and they'll screw up things. There are a lot of things the EPA has screwed up, and they ought to be fixed. Unfortunately, these people are going after the wrong things to fix. But it doesn't keep cities like New York from doing their own thing. Legislation for the city requiring the largest buildings to reduce energy use by 20% in the next 15 years or so. Not bad. You can do it. Realistically, how do you do it? How much does it cost is the question. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here we start movie moments. The themes that he wants us to play are not necessarily recognizable. Au contraire, when it comes to this one, I think most people do recognize this as the main movie theme from the motion picture Top Gun. Crank it up, Caribbean, say, will you? Have both you ladies have seen this movie, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So don't you agree with me? This is recognizable
100%
movie music.
Maybe one of the most recognizable theme songs of any movie, I think, for sure.
All right, so let's probe in Chucker's deep, dark mind as to why we are playing the music from Top Gun today. And then reproducing it.
I got some top Tom Cruise news. One, he's currently filming the sequel to Top Gun, which is Top Gun 2, titled Maverick. His Mission Impossible Fallout has done over $500 million worldwide. And there's a story that broke the other day I found pretty interesting that says Tom Cruise had some serious discussions a few months ago about being the Green Lantern in Warner Brothers DC superhero universe.
Really?
You know, it's interesting. The guy's still going very strong in terms of a movie career at 56 years old. He's one of the very few, if not the only movie star really left in the industry. But he only attaches himself to big studio tentpole projects. He has no interest in doing smaller, character-driven work.
Give me the
cash. He just wants to make the biggest paycheck possible.
You know, one of the most classic things, and I didn't see last night, I wanted to, but I wasn't home, the James Corden thing with Paul McCartney, but there's a wonderful piece of video, if you haven't seen it, of Tom Cruise and Corden jumping out of a plane. If you have not seen that, find it and watch it. It is absolute, it's just prime entertainment. The two of them, their chemistry is fabulous together. They're both having a great time. It's very valuable. If you haven't seen it, go see it. Corden and Cruise together jumping out of a plane. It was really very entertaining. All right, so Chucker.
Yeah, Doug.
This Crazy Rich Asian movie, which did well over the weekend, there's some music in it that comes that basically refers to Asians as yellow. And this is a song came from Coldplay that the people who produced the movie wanted to have in the movie.
Okay.
And, you know, you would think politically, if it's politically correct, that yellow is not going to come anywhere near anything that has anything to do with Crazy Rich Asians.
That song has nothing to do with Asians, though.
I know.
It's a beautiful song. I don't know who's saying that, but I think you have to have a screwed up mind to look at that and say, oh, they're calling Asian people yellow.
Well, that was the point. Rihanna is in this. There were some other movies before that this song was thought of as being in the movie, and it wasn't. So the fellow who produced this movie went to Coldplay and said, we need your song, can we have it? And they said, yeah. Yellow has always been a negative word when it came to talking about Asians. But for whatever the reason, it fits because, as Kara just said, it's kind of a pretty song.
So, now that the film opened number one and did $35 million in 5 days, do you think you might go see it?
I'd go see it. Yeah, I would go see it. Yep.
Okay.
I also want to go see this movie, An Interview with God, that I just saw promoted.
Right, let me ask you a question. How did they get the interview?
I think they worked hard at reaching him.
I don't know much about it. Tell me about it.
Well, I don't either. I just saw a trailer. David Stratham. Is that how he pronounced his name? It's like, you know, Stratham. It's Stratham, I think. Well-known character actor, plays God. And it's supposedly very provocative, very interesting questions asked. And so I think it's supposed to be limited release. I want to go see that.
He's a good actor. He plays Meryl Streep's husband in a movie called The River Wild back in the 90s.
He played the bad guy in The Bourne Conspiracy, the second Bourne Conspiracy movie. Bad guy.
Okay.
He's been in a lot of television stuff. He's very versatile. Kevin Spacey, film out this weekend. The news media is trying to make a big deal out of the fact that they didn't take in any money. Well, they didn't promote it and was only on 30 screens. So what do they expect? I'd see it if I came around here. Billionaire Boys Club, would you see it?
I'd watch it. I don't know if I'd run to a theater, but you're absolutely correct. I mean, when you dump a movie in 30 screens, you don't spend a dime to advertise it. It's not going to do well. Yeah, I mean, nobody tripped into the theater and went to see it. That was a little bit surprising, but the studio knew fully ahead of time it was a tax write-off. It's been on streaming, and I think it's on, I don't know if it's on Blu-ray already, but it's been on streaming for the last month, so they didn't expect anything out of it anyway,
Yeah, no. Okay.
It's what it is.
All right. Remind me when we are next together to talk to you about BlacKkKlansman and my take from that.
Okay.
Chuck Curry is here with his overview of what's going on in the world of movies, videos, DVDs, that sort of thing. He's the man. It's 59 past the
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.